Day 180, or June the 29th. Don't forget to pass it on. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 145, verse 4. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. These are the last Psalms by David that you will find in the book of Psalms. He goes out with a bang as he asks God to teach him to do the will of God, even though as a man he has little to offer. In closing, David contributes a psalm of praise, testifying to God's great acts, and he wrote it in an acrostic style, with a thought for every letter of the Hebrew alphabet, so making it easier to remember. And now today's action step. Our youngest son, Paul, succeeded in getting an honours degree in mathematics and, after teacher training, secured a post in a secondary school. He told me that he had to brush up on GCSE maths, as it was so long since he'd learned it that he'd forgotten much of it. It's the same with the Bible and aspects of our faith. Don't use them, you lose them. David knew this, so he urged the singers of Psalm 145 to tell the next generation about God's marvellous acts. A generation ago, in the UK, we relied on our Sunday schools and state schools to teach the next generation. In the 21st century, there are virtually no Sunday schools, and unbelievers in our schools teach too much RE, which usually includes several other religions that often succeed in deterring children from ever pursuing Christianity seriously again. Take note, it is your responsibility, and mine, to pass on our faith to the next generation. Why not support one of the ministries that is teaching the Bible to children in schools? As far as I am aware, Walk Through the Bible is the only one that systematically teaches the whole Bible in a fun and memorable way, and we could certainly use your support. Whatever you are able to offer, prayer, participation or finance, thanks in advance. You can get more details on our website, bible.org.uk.